This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Young people in the local area aspiring to become journalists have many role models to look up to. Recently, a pair of professional organizations teamed up to bring students of color closer to those role models. The Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists and the Society of Professional Journalists of Cincinnati hosted the Tools to Succeed, a virtual workshop for high school students looking to pursue careers in journalism. The discussion featured local news professionals and educators, and some of them joined me earlier to talk about it. Here's our recorded conversation. And joining us now are Kyle Inskeep, a news anchor at WKRC TV Local 12. He's also president of the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists. Kyle, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to be here. Good afternoon to all of your beautiful listeners joining us as well.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Ginny Wolfarth is vice president of the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists and a professor in the Department of Journalism at the University of Cincinnati. Ginny, welcome back to Cincinnati Edition.
Michael, it's great to be with you again. Thanks for having us.
Likewise. Kylie Bridgman is to be a senior at Walnut Hills and a student participant in the media workshop for students of color. Kylie, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for having me.
And Winton Jackson will be a freshman at Hampton University after graduating from Cincinnati Country Day, also a student participant in the media workshop for students of color. Winton, thank you for being on Cincinnati Edition today. We appreciate it.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm going to get to the student participants momentarily to get their insights on what they learned and what they thought was valuable about this and what their future plans are. But first, let's get an overview of what the purpose of all of this was. This was a joint effort by the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists and the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists. Kyle, what was the goal here?
The goal really was to introduce a pipeline of young Black journalists or young Black students, I should say, introduce them to the profession of journalism. We know that Black and brown individuals are underrepresented across the journalism profession, regardless of the medium, whether that be broadcast, print, new media. And we have a really strong, vibrant, thriving Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists chapter here in Cincinnati. We're an affiliate of the National Association of Black Journalists. And so we want to expose as many young people as possible to this incredible profession of journalism. And so we were so thrilled to partner with our friends at the Cincinnati Society Professional of the Cincinnati SPJ chapter, which is how Ginny was involved, to bring this camp to so many young people. And it was digital, virtual, I should say, because of COVID-19. But it was awesome, right, Ginny?
It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Well, Ginny, I know that you work at the University of Cincinnati where you teach journalism. And I'm wondering, you know, if what Kyle says about the industry with Black and brown people being underrepresented, if it looks like that is going to continue based on your assessment of the population in your classes.
Well, we hope it's going to change, and we're working to make it change. And workshops like this one are what are going to make that change. It's about representation so that folks, kids, students, sorry, young adults like Kylie and Winton can see someone like themselves who is in one of these careers, though they can be connected with those folks for, you know, information, learning, mentoring, connections, which is so critically important, I think, in any career, but particularly in journalism, where it's a tough career. It's a brilliant, fun, amazing, challenging career that will keep you happy for a long time, but it also can be tough. And feeling connected with other folks who are like you, whether you're a person of color, a woman from the LGBTQ community, it's important to see that representation. And so I hope it's becoming more and more diverse. And I think that is the way we're seeing a lot of urban newsrooms are paying attention to diversity and making more cognizant hires to correct that imbalance that we've had. But yeah, it's going to take work from all of us to make that happen. And that's why I love this collaboration with GCABJ.
Kylie Bridgman is to be a senior at Walnut Hills High School and was a participant in the media workshop for students of color. Kylie, what attracted you to journalism?
So I started taking News Writing 1 at my high school in the eighth grade. And then I was supposed to take health second semester, but I loved my teacher so much, Ms. Gerby Perkins. So I decided to take News Writing 2 second semester and push health back. And through that class, I got to work on the student newspaper as a sports writer. And I was kind of the writer who never really talked about life on the court or life on the field. I always talked about who the athlete was behind their face or behind the ball. So I just really enjoyed telling people's stories that often get overlooked. I wrote my first two articles that ever got published were about two eighth grade basketball players, Max Pointer and Owen Murray, who were close friends of mine at the time. And I just got to know so much more about them through writing those articles about them. That it wasn't about basketball, it was about who they were as a student, who they were as a person, and why basketball or baseball was important to them. So I really just got to take a look through that lens of I get to amplify people's unheard voices, unheard stories, and that's what makes me love it so much.
And so you found yourself fond of telling stories?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and so is this something you're looking to do professionally once you finish at Walnut Hills?
Yes, 100%. I plan to enroll in college fall of 2022 as a journalism major, hopefully at a great program at an HBCU or a local PWI.
I'll note that you published a piece about your experience at the Media Workshop for Students of Color. It was published through our organization here at Cincinnati Public Radio, democracyandme.org. One of the things you said in your write-up, Kylie, was that Kevin Robinson, who is a meteorologist here in Cincinnati, I assume that's the Kevin Robinson that you're talking about, he said, quote, told us that journalism is just a changing industry and that there is no better time to be interested in becoming a professional journalist. You said that statement will stick with me through my entire career, and I can't wait to see where it takes me. What was it about that statement that stuck with you?
I've heard a lot from family, from friends, from even teachers at my school that I might want to rethink wanting to be a journalist because I have, I guess, the vibe that I want a high-end lifestyle. But at the end of the day, my happiness is the most important to me, and I think that I find that happiness through journalism. So to hear a professional say that it's not a dying industry, it's a changing and growing industry, just really motivated me to say, you know what, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You are in this field, you are in this profession, so I can make it happen for myself, and I can be successful as long as I put my mind to it.
I think we're going to revisit some of those themes that you just shared with us, Kylie, momentarily as we explore the changing industry and how your skills may be adaptable or even more fine-tuned for them than some people who are older than you. But let's move to Wynton Jackson, who is a freshman at Hampton University in the upcoming year, recently graduated from Cincinnati Country Day. Wynton, what attracted you to journalism?
So I've always loved sports. I think the NBA is like my most favorite thing ever. And I was probably like sixth or seventh grade. I realized that getting to the NBA probably wasn't the most realistic option. But I also noticed that my teachers were complimenting my writing skills, and I really enjoyed, writing essays on topics that I was interested in. So around eighth and ninth grade, I just decided why not put them together and become a sports journalist. And ever since that moment, like every summer, I've been to journalism camps. I joined the school newspaper, The Scroll, and written articles for them. It stemmed from my love of basketball and has just grown into just a love of sports in general.
When you attend Hampton, are you to study journalism?
Yes.
And what is it about sports journalism that is of particular interest to you, Wynton?
I think, like Kylie mentioned, it's probably just the people. I'm a pretty introverted person, but I found, especially like doing journalism at my school, I'm connecting with people who normally I'd never talk to, and getting their stories and just finding that people are so much more interesting than I would have ever thought. Because again, like I really am pretty introverted, I stay in my own personal bubble. So journalism has really been a way to connect with others, and learning their stories and then getting to share that with other people. And it's really been interesting seeing like my classmates' reaction to like stories about people that they go to school with every day.
We're talking about the Media Workshop for Students of Color, recently held in conjunction by the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists and the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists. Kyle Inskeep is a news anchor at WKRC TV Local 12 and president of the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists. Kyle, I want to talk about the representation of people of color in the media and why that's important. You have some pretty eager students here who participated in the media workshop, but I imagine you would envision a need for more than just the students who are participating in this or at their high school newspapers currently. There needs to be a significant increase in young people of color who are interested in this field. Can you just give us some background on why you think it is lacking currently?
I mean, it's a very complex question that you ask, but I think that across the board, we're seeing in different capacities, there's kind of a lack of interest, I think, in younger generations to pursue journalism. And I'm not really for sure why that is. I think going back to what Kylie was saying, even when I was growing up, a lot of people were saying, you know, there's not going to be a traditional newscast by the time that you get out of college. But it was something that I was really passionate about and something that I really wanted to pursue. And so I stayed the course. And so I think sometimes we let those outside factors play a role. You know, the money isn't great starting out as well. And I think that is a deterrent to a lot of people. I know in my first job, a lot of my colleagues and friends, they had family support. And I did as well. It wasn't a ton, but there was no way that I was going to be able to pay my student loan payments, to pay a car payment, and to pay my rent when you're making $10 an hour, right? And the crazy thing about journalism is it doesn't make it super easy to have a second job because then there's a conflict of interest with a lot of your reporting. So, you know, it's not an easy career to break into. There are a lot of barriers to entry. And I think that those barriers are even more so for people who are minorities. So there are a lot of different factors that go into that. But organizations like NABJ, the National Association of Black Journalists, SPJ, are working really hard to make sure that young people, and especially young people of color who want to go into journalism, have these opportunities and have these connections. And that's another thing. Journalism is a big industry that's based off connections and knowing somebody to get an internship or knowing somebody to get your foot into the door for that first job. And unfortunately, Black and brown students don't always have those connections. And so we're working to make sure that they do. And it's important that when you turn on the television, you see yourself reflected, right? When I was growing up in Columbus, Indiana, which is just south of Indianapolis, when I would turn on the television, I would see a couple of Black anchors, but I would see Black reporters who eventually became my mentors. But had I not saw those individuals, I don't know that I would have realized that it was possible for me to be where I am today. So I say thank you to them all the time, because without them, I don't know that I would have gone down this path, you know. So I think it's important that we see Black and brown faces on the news. We see them in the bylines of the Inquirer or any of our publications. And we hear them on Cincinnati Public Radio. And we also hear them on other radio stations here in Cincinnati.
Jenny Wolfarth is vice president of the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists and a professor at the Department of Journalism at the University of Cincinnati. Jenny, based on what Kyle said, I mean, at what point do you approach that in the educational studies of journalism when, you know, people come in with perhaps romantic ideas of breaking big stories and bringing down big government officials or corporations, and then you tell them what the starting pay is and where they might have to move?
Well, for me, it's at every point. It's from the first time you talk to them to the middle of the time you talk to them to before you send them out the door when they're applying for jobs. We are, as journalists, I think we're kind of frank and like to put it out there kind of folks. And I think that's what we should do as educators as well. Be honest about the challenges of the profession, but also inspire our students to correct the imbalances in the field. And that can mean pay discrepancy based on gender or color of your skin or your age. That can be the coverage of stories, the diversity and the depth of the coverage of your stories. And so I find that one of the great, yes, I'm very honest with students about, I tell them what like I made when I started a million years ago as a journalist. I told them that I did not buy name brand macaroni and cheese to like my third or fourth year as a journalist, but I always had macaroni and cheese on the table, so I was able to eat. But, you know, Kraft was like the third year. No, I'm just playing. But I'm pretty honest with them, and I think they appreciate that. That's why connecting students with professionals in the field to is very good, is very helpful too, because they want to hear it directly from the pros who are doing it right now. And I've found that journalism guests in our classes, people like Kyle that I have to my classes all the time, are really honest about that. But also at the end of the day, they might have this like list of reasons why it was tough to break in and all the steps they took and long hours that they worked, working that night shift when you're a producer on your first job, whatever. But then they always end up by saying, and I love my job. And here's the five cool stories I did this week. And listen to who I'm interviewing next Thursday or whatever. And to me, sharing that passion is exactly what Kylie was talking about a minute ago when she was referring to what Kevin Robinson said about journalism as an industry or as a field. It's changing. Of course, it's changing. Many of the folks in high schools today don't read a daily newspaper. It doesn't mean they don't get great information from the Inquirer online or from other news sources or from watching broadcast or streamed newscasts online. It just means that we need to think about the changing nature of our audience and, you know, and factor that in. But let me say one last thing. Journalism has never been more important than it's been now, and it will be more important tomorrow than it is today. And when it's under attack is when, as it has been in the last couple of years, is when it's more important than ever for students to feel like this is something I could do and want to do because I want to tell stories that matter and stories that bring to light to underrepresented communities or people whose stories just aren't being told. So
we'll continue this conversation about the media workshop for students of color and maybe more chatter about macaroni and cheese just ahead a little later in our program. We're going to revisit that old diet pill, Fen-Phen, and the ensuing scandal that ended the legal careers of some of Cincinnati's and Kentucky's most prominent journalists. It's the focus of a new book. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our conversation on the Media Workshop for Students of Color. It was recently hosted by the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists and the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists. We're joined today by Kyle Inskeep, news anchor at WKRC-TV Local 12. He's president of the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists. We have Jenny Wolfarth, vice president of the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists and a professor in the Department of Journalism at the University of Cincinnati. We have Walnut Hills High School senior Kylie Bridgman and recent Cincinnati Country Day School graduate Winton Jackson. He is to be a freshman at Hampton University. Kylie, I want to ask you, as a young person's perspective pursuing journalism and who explored this issue of working in the media as a person of color, what is the importance of increasing the visibility of journalists of color, particularly as the nation grapples with coverage of what has been characterized as a racial reckoning and issues related to equity?
I think that it's so important to make journalists of color more prominent in the media, not just at the professional level, though, also at the level that I'm at as a student journalist. Throughout my years in the journalism department at Walnut, I have been able to see women and people of color breaking out into editor roles at our school's yearbook and our school's newspaper. And most recently in my junior year, being the editor-in-chief of our school's yearbook, it was so hard for me to be able to overcome and objectively tell stories of the killing of George Floyd and the counter movements of Blue Lives Matter and LGBTQ plus movements and things like that. But I think it really showed my tenacity and my my will to be a good journalist, to tell those stories objectively and from the standpoint of just a person and not a person of color. And I think it's important that we're able to do that. I think that sometimes people can be labeled as leftist and too extreme and things like that. So I think it's just important to bring these stories of inequality and a lack of equity down to who the person was and why their story matters and why their life matters. So I think it's just important that Black and brown people and members of the LGBTQ plus community, et cetera, are telling their own stories, because even though we have to do it objectively, it needs to come from us because we are the people living these truths every single day. So I think it's important that we are the ones to tell those stories and to break it down as a person who knows the experience best.
Winton, would you mind sharing your thoughts on the issue?
Yeah, I completely would agree with Kylie. Earlier this year, I wrote an article for our school newspaper as trying to help, I guess, the student body understand where people like LeBron James or Simone Biles or Naomi Osaka, where they're coming from in terms of supporting, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, stuff like that. And I, in the article, I've detailed the history of sports activists like Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, people like that, and just trying to show them how it's more than just they're trying to push some sort of agenda. They've lived, these Black athletes have lived the experiences. And I can't tell you how many people came up to me and wow, I've never thought about it that way. You helped me see, you know, a different perspective. The same people posting on Snapchat about the police lives, they matter too. Well, they came up to me saying, wow, I never thought about it this way. And if I can have that sort of experience, you know, helping a small private community in Indian Hill, then why can't I do the same thing writing for some other newspaper, maybe somewhere else in the world?
Kyle, I have about a minute left, and I'm wondering if you could share your thoughts. You're in the business. You were anchoring newscasts during the height of all of this last summer. It's still ongoing. Your feelings?
You know, I think it's so important now more than ever that we have representation in all aspects of journalism, because I can go back to last summer when you said I was anchoring during these newscasts, and I was able to bring a perspective that my co-anchor, who I love dearly, as a white woman, just did not have, because it was not her lived experience. She was not understanding that this wasn't an issue that dealt solely with George Floyd. It was an issue that Black and brown people have been dealing with for generations and generations and generations. And she was open to understanding that, but she just didn't have that context as a white woman. And so it's so important that we have Black and brown individuals in every newsroom, in every city across the country, because their lived experiences, our lived experiences, are different. And we're able to bring that into our newsrooms, and we're able to help tell the best and most comprehensive and contextualized stories that are that possible. And I think context is so important when we're grappling with these really difficult issues.
Jenny, I got 20 seconds. How is UC in the program there working to recruit more journalist students of color?
Man, we're looking for students just like Kylie and Winton. That's what we're doing. Any place we can find them, any way we can connect with them, that is what it is about. Kyle said it earlier. It's about connections, but not just like career, professional, LinkedIn profile connections. It's about the real connections you make with people out in your communities. It's about talking to your friends and talking to your other friends and connecting. So I can't say anything better than these two students did, because they are just rock stars. And so, you know, universities like mine would be absolutely delighted to have students like either of them or the other students that participated in our journalism camp this year.
Kylie,
the future of journalism is so bright with students like Kylie and Winton. I get so excited hearing them talk because they're just so awesome.
They're on it. Exactly, Kyle. I mean, we're on it. We're the folks that worked in journalism, but it is so inspiring to hear from these guys, because it's like, it just rejuvenates your love for what you do. So we are the lucky ones here.
Kylie Bridgman, good luck in your senior year at Walnut Hills. Winton Jackson, best wishes for you in your freshman year at Hampton University. My thanks to Jenny Wolfarth from the Greater Cincinnati Society of Professional Journalists and UC, and Kyle Inskeep, the president of the Greater Cincinnati Association of Black Journalists and an anchor at WKRC-TV Local 12 News. Thanks to all of you for the time today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.